Pajaro Valley Filipino American community is diverse, and the experiences of its members have been shaped by where they live. For those living in the Watsonville city limits, commercial enterprise and non-agricultural work could be more of a daily reality. Ethnic-owned businesses lined Main Street through downtown Watsonville. For those living in more rural areas of the Pajaro Valley, field labor structured the day-to-day, even for the young children of Manong and Manang. This section of the exhibition offers windows into these experiences. Connie Zhang's multimedia map features Filipino-American sharecroppers who lived in the outskirts of Watsonville. Also featured here are a series of photographs representing Filipino-owned businesses formerly based on Main Street. While owning businesses offered opportunities to interact with the greater Watsonville community, many shop owners continued to work long hours to support their families. Lastly, Aunt Lorenzo's installation discusses the experiences of the De Ocampo family who grew up in the fields of Aromas. We've paired these two interviews to demonstrate how class and geography shape the experiences of Filipino-American children in the Pajaro Valley. Lower Main, or the neighborhood south of Main Street in downtown Watsonville, was once home to many Filipino-owned businesses. Members of the Filipino community frequented these successful institutions, and for many of our oral history narrators, these places helped make Watsonville home. In this clip, Ava Alminiana Monroe discusses the opportunities she experienced as the daughter of Amando Alminiana, the owner of Universal Barbershop. Amando saw the barbershop as a meeting ground for the region's diverse populations. Among her recollections, Eva shares memories visiting Universal Barbershop to drop off her dad's baon, or packed food, to help him get through the busy day.
My father worked that barbershop from like 8 in the morning till 8 at night, pretty much 12 hours. He would bring a lunch, he would bring a baon that my mother would pack for him, and he would heat it up in the back because he had a little kitchen in the back too. When I wasn't in school, I could ride my bike from our house, which is about 8 to 10 blocks away, right up Bridge Street, bring my father his baon, and then just kind of hang out in the barbershop listening to what everybody had to say. And then I would hang out because all the manongs who were in there had no children. And so if a child would show up, oh, they'd dig out the candy out of their pockets. They'd give you quarters and 50 cents. And if they were feeling really lush, you know, a dollar. So I got to know a lot of these wonderful old men from the barbershop. That was his big business entrepreneurship, his little barbershops. It was enough to, send us all to school, pay for our educations, give us help with our down payments for our houses.
During our interview with Antoinette, the daughter of Paul and Gloria De Ocampo, Antoinette offered us a view of the Pajaro Valley from the perspective of a child who once worked in the fields. In this clip, Antoinette, who was raised in rural Aromas, discusses how her childhood differed from that of other children who grew up in Watsonville.
I think my first job was folding boxes in the garage because we had a little farm stand in the garage, and I think I was like 3 or 4, but we were always in the field. And then it went to picking up strawberry runners when the fields were strawberries. My sister and I moved irrigation pipes. We were up at dawn and outside working, picking whatever we were growing at the time. We had green beans, strawberries, tomatoes, cucumbers. Yeah, the cucumbers we did for a lot of years. We were just little. And of course, it was fun because, we thought, oh, okay, for me, folding boxes was fun. I got maybe, 5 cents or 3 cents a box. As you grew up, it got a little bit less fun because it was hard work. And it was work. And we worked every summer, come home from school, you went out in the field and you worked because it was necessary. When we got older and we got our work permits, we went to other farms. I mean, it was agriculture around us and it was farm work. It was work.